KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Starting off with a look at the state football championships that got underway yesterday at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Three title games decided yesterday. There'll be three more here today to wrap up the season. In the eight-player championship in the morning yesterday, it was Remsen St. Mary's, a 48-0 shutout of Fremont Mills, as Remsen scored on seven of their first eight possessions of the game on the way to their first title since 2004. Blaine Harpenow led the Hawks with 8 of 9 passing for 137 yards and 3 touchdowns, along with 85 yards rushing and 2 more scores. The Hawks rolled up 336 yards of offense and held the Knights to just 119 total yards. The Hawks defense bottled up Knights star tailback Seth Malcolm, holding him to just 58 yards on 18 carries. Fremont Mills ends the season with an 8-2 record, and Remsen St. Mary's takes that title at 12-0. In Class A, it was Theo Coley rushing for 134 yards and 5 touchdowns to push Iowa City Regina to an 8th state title. Ashton Cook went 17-24 passing for 325 yards and 2 touchdowns for the Regals. The game was decided in the second quarter when Regina outscored Grundy Center 24-0. The two teams matched points in every other quarter of the game. Both teams end their season at 11-1. Regina once again 52-28 the final there as they beat Grundy Center for the Class A championship. And in Class 3A, North Scott picking up a 30-6 win over Harlan as the Lancers picked off 7 Harlan passes and turned the momentum of the game by returning one of those picks for a touchdown. That pick broke a 6-all tie in the third quarter, and North Scott pulled away for their first-ever state championship. Carter Markham led the Lancers' offense with 12 of 15 passing for 155 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also ran for 96 yards and another score. Connor Corson had 4 of the Lancers' interceptions on defense. North Scott completes their first trip to the Dome with a title and a 9-1 record. Harlan fell short of grabbing their 13th state championship, and they finished another terrific season at 11-1. To look at how the state title matchups went yesterday. Now today, it'll get started this morning at 10 o'clock as the Class 1A championship will be decided. Last year's 2A champ will try to earn a 1A title this year as OABCIG, led by Iowa recruit Cooper DeGene, will take on Van Meter. That's a 10 o'clock kickoff. The Class 2A title matchup will be at 2 o'clock this afternoon as Central Lyon George Little Rock will face Waukon. And the 4A championship game will wrap things up here tonight as Southeast Polk takes on Ankeny. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff for that 4A title game to finish things off at the Dome here this year. After some teams finished up their seasons yesterday, more postseason honors being handed out. And in the 8-player District 7 All-District honoree announcement, first team selections included quarterback Jackson Ray of East Mills, running backs Lane Speaker of Cam and Seth Malcolm of Fremont Mills, offensive lineman Herndon Castor of Lennox, Reese Oglesby of Cam, Andrew Jackson of East Mills. Tight end and wide receiver selections were Mason Krause of East Mills and Colby Royal of Stanton Essex. Utility player Cade Tickner of Cam, returner Lane Speaker of Cam, and offensive player of the year was Lane Speaker as well. Lineman of the year Devin Whipple of Lennox. And the first team defensive selections included defensive lineman Devin Whipple of Lennox, Colby Rich of Cam, and Nolan Smiley of East Mills, linebacker Seth Malcolm of Fremont Mills, Joe Kaufman of Cam, and Jed Weaver of Bedford, defensive backs Lane Speaker of Cam and Jake Malcolm of Fremont Mills, utility player was Gage Mitchell of East Union, punter Augustine McNeil of East Union, kicker Ryan Stortenbecker of East Mills, and the defensive player of the year Seth Malcolm there of Fremont Mills. For Cam, they had some other selections to the second team as well. Kobe Rich was named to the second team offense as the tight end spot. And second team defensive selections included defensive lineman Reese Oglesby and linebacker Cade Tickner there for the Cougars. You can see the full first and second team selections there for that 8-player District 7 up on our sports page at KJN.com. Also, after Harlan's game last night, the Class 3A District 9 All-Conference teams were announced, and first-team selections on offense included quarterback Tegan Kasperbauer of Harlan, running backs Logan Katzer of Lewis Central and Mason Griffith of Harlan. Receivers and tight ends were Thomas Fedoni of Lewis Central, Connor Frame of Harlan, and Ryan Bloom of Glenwood. Linemen Dylan Cook of Lewis Central, Jacob Schleckinger of Harlan, and Jesse Schweery of Harlan. Also, Logan Eckert of Glenwood and Joe Gravy of Denison. And offensive at-large choices were Jonathan Humpel of Lewis Central, Joey Mosier of Harlan, and Jackson Kinsella of Creston. Kicker was Boston Hensley of Lewis Central. The first-team defensive selections there out of Class 3A District 9 were linemen Hunter Deo and Nick Miller of Lewis Central, Derek Pop of Creston Orient Maxburg, and Jamison Beaker of Harlan. Linebackers, Will McLaughlin of Harlan, Sully Woods of Glenwood, Nate Gallup of Denison, and Garen Worcester of Creston. Defensive backs, Colby Berg of Creston, Aiden Hall of Harlan, Silas Bales of Glenwood, and Michael Earlmeyer of Harlan. And defensive at-large choices were Brendan Bartley of Harlan, Brock Sell of Glenwood, and Wyatt Hatcher of Lewis Central. Ty Nissen of Carroll was the first-team punter selection. You can see we'll have the full list of those first, second-team, and honorable mention choices coming up on our sports page later this morning as well at KJN.com. Moving on then from those football postseason awards, getting into a little bit of high school basketball news. The preseason girls high school basketball rankings were released yesterday. And in Class 1A, Newell Fonda is top-ranked, followed by Bishop Garrigan, St. Anger, Kinsley Pearson, and MMCRU. Exira EHK starts the year at number 7, as St. Albert is 12th, Logan Magnolia 13th, and Stanton at 15. In Class 2A, West Branch top-ranked, followed by Maquoketa Valley, Denver, South Central Calhoun, and North Lynn. AHSTW is at 6, Nottoway Valley at 8, and IKM Manning at 10. In Class 3A, Des Moines Christian top-ranked, followed by West Liberty, Cherokee, Center Point Urbana, and Clear Lake Panorama at number 6. In Class 4A, Glenwood top-ranked, followed by Gilbert, Ballard, Waverly Shellrock, Central DeWitt, North Scott, Cedar Rapids Xavier, Bondurant Farrar, and then Denison Schleswig at 9. Harlan is at 11. And in Class 5A, Waterloo West starts the year at number 1, followed by Southeast Polk, Johnston, Waukee, and Iowa City West. That's your preseason top 15 rankings there for girls basketball as the season gets started next week. The Atlantic girls basketball team getting revved up for that upcoming season, and they bring back a wealth of returning experience to the table. 5 of the top 7 scorers are back on a team that went 9-14 last year. Head coach Dan Vargason says their mentality in practice shows a commitment to improvement.
Now when you lose two, that means you have a lot back. And not only did we have starters back, but we had some players who continued to develop last year and continued to work once we were able to get back in the gym towards the end of summer. And we've had kids that have been putting up shots since we were allowed to. You know, we've been pushing pretty hard from the get-go to make sure that we were ready. We had kids out conditioning a little bit prior to the season, things like that. So we're very excited about the group that we have back.
Top scorer Haley Rasmussen returns for her senior season and will look to build off a 17-point-per-game average. She shot 41% from the field and 33% from three-point range, despite garnering a lot of attention from opposing defenses. The Trojans are replacing two senior starters in Mackenzie Waters and Corey Pelzer, but Coach Vargason thinks they have a good mix of players to step up and fill some of those important roles. Atlantic scheduled to open up the season next Tuesday night at home against Denison Schleswig. That's a game that we'll have here on KJN and KJN-TV. In a college basketball note, Drake announced there will be no fans at the Knapp Center for the Bulldog home games, at least at the start of the season. Only family members will be on hand. Drake's home opener is December 3rd against Nebraska-Omaha.
I think we're all just want to play basketball, and whatever that means right now to get the chance to do it, we're excited to do it. And, you know, if it's minimal fans with just family here to start, and if it can evolve into more as the year grows, that would be great.
Their season opener is against Kansas State on the road coming up next week on November 25th. In the NFL last night, Russell Wilson rebounded from his worst performance of the season to throw for 2 touchdowns, and the Seahawks moved back on top of the NFC West with a 28-21 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Wilson was flawless in erasing the mistakes from the past 4 weeks when Seattle dropped 3 of 4, including losses in the past 2 weeks to Buffalo and the Rams. And Seattle will be back on top alone until the Rams play on Monday night against Tampa Bay. And also last night in college football, Zaven Collins returned an interception 96 yards for a touchdown in the second overtime to give Tulsa a 30-24 comeback victory over Tulane after their third-string quarterback had to enter the game there to pick up that win. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports has been brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.